Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Our organic yogurt business supports 200,000 acres of organic family farms. So we're proud to support thoughtful programming like Living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
Splish, splash, they're taking a bath. Migrating birds take a quick dip at the watering holes in south central Nebraska, and then they'll continue to wing it along the central flyway. Bird Notes' Michael Stein has more.
For 20,000 years, spring rains and melting snow have filled the playas of the rainwater basin of south central Nebraska. Carved by glacial winds at the end of the last ice age, the playas are shallow depressions the warmth of spring fills with abundant life. As winter ends, 10 million waterfowl rest and feed here before continuing north. The seasonal wetlands of the rainwater basin form a 150-mile-wide funnel for water birds migrating from the Gulf Coast and point south to northern breeding grounds. The basin is the narrowest neck of the great migratory route we call the Central Flyway. In recent years, the number of snow geese stopping in the region during spring has risen dramatically to more than 3 million birds. A third of North America's northern pintails rely on the food-rich habitat here. Shorebirds of 27 species use the wetlands. So do 500,000 sandhill cranes. Fat reserves acquired during their stay here can mean the difference between success and failure in nesting. No other stopover between wintering and nesting grounds can replace the combination of wetlands and grain fields found in the rainwater basin. I'm Michael Stein.
And for some photos of the migrating birds in our bird note, hop on over to our website, loe.org. Next, Living on Earth, guar gum, made from a little legume, goes big time.
You know, every home in the U.S. is going to have guar in some form or fashion in the pantry or in the refrigerator or up on the shelf.
And it's also used by the ton in hydraulic fracturing. The guar gum bubble next time on Living on Earth.